For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Welcome to Fort Jackson. Victory starts here. Have a great day.
Drivers wishing entrance to Fort Jackson present their driver's licenses for admission.
Welcome to Fort
but
Jackson.
Soon they'll need a different identification, the
Have
federally mandated Real ID, for access to a number of federal facilities. Lauren Phillips of the State Department of Motor Vehicles explained.
You must have, in the future, a Real ID driver's license, identification card, or another federally approved identification to do certain federal activities. Those federal activities are boarding a commercial airplane, entering a secure federal building, or visiting a military installation that you have a reason to be visiting.
The Real ID Act of 2005 was passed by Congress in the wake of the September 11th attacks to standardize government-issued identifications like driver's licenses for security purposes, said Phillips. People have until October 1st, 2020 to get a Real ID to access these government facilities, or
you can use a different type of identification to do those federal activities. If you've got a valid U.S. passport, you can use that. If you've got a valid military ID, you can use that.
According to Fort Jackson Director of Emergency Services Colonel Johnny Sellers, until people get a Real ID, they can still enter the fort with a regular or non-compliant driver's license. But after October 2018,
if it's a non-compliant ID card that does not meet the criteria established for Real ID, then you have to have a second form of identification.
As with boarding a plane, that can include a valid U.S. passport or military ID, among others. Fort Jackson spokesman Pat Jones added that after 9/11, it was realized that the credentials for access to federal facilities varied widely among the states and needed to be standardized.
That's what this is designed to get after, is so that you have a government-issued ID card that pretty much validates you are who you say you are.
Phillips said people do not have to get a Real ID if they don't intend to fly or enter federal facilities, even after 2020. She said there are two steps to getting a Real ID. First, during Phase 1, happening now, when the new cards aren't yet available, bring official identifying documents to the DMV.
We need to have your proof of identity, which is most commonly proven with a birth certificate or a valid U.S. passport, a proof of Social Security number, two proofs of your current physical South Carolina address. It can be a letter from a relative. It could be a utility bill. It needs to have your name on it and your home address.
Proof of name change, such as a marriage license, is the final document needed. Getting the Real ID during Phase 2 or when the printed cards are available can be done online for most people, said Phillips.
And of course, if you want to come to the branch during Phase 2, just bring all those documents with you and you can leave with a Real ID in hand.
Phase 2 should begin during the first quarter of 2018, said Phillips. Anytime for 2 years after that, people can get the Real ID in one trip to the DMV.
So the date we want the public to keep in their mind is October 1st, 2020. Take the steps now to think about changing your driver's license to a Real ID in the future so you can be prepared when that time comes.
Phillips said the good news is that the Real ID will still be the same price as a standard driver's license and will be good for 8 years.
How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Have a wonderful day, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
This
too.
Report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.